It's okay. Hi, guys. Hi. Welcome back to another episode of Sorry We're Drunk.
Sorry, we're drunk.
I'm Brie.
I'm Ruby.
I'm Cindy.
Oh, I'm Cindy.
And I'm Rosie.
And welcome back. Did I say that already?
We did. Let's address the elephant in the room.
That's not Cindy. Did you notice? That's not so Cindy.
That's not Cindy today.
This is Ruben.
Although we would love to have Cindy here.
We would really love to have Cindy here, really but
you know, we're just so unorganized and things happen and
you know, life.
We need an organizing lesson.
Shit happens.
Okay. So. Okay. Serious. Cindy could not make it. So Ruben is subbing. So welcome, Ruben.
Woo! Our first guest.
Slash co-host, I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah, slash co-host. Yay.
Okay. On today's episode, we are trying Tampico Hard Punch Fiesta of Flavor.
Fiesta does yours say of that, Ruben? Flavor.
Yeah.
Blended with.
Ooh.
Oh, okay, wait. Mine is fruit punch flavored.
So is mine.
It's blended with orange, blackberry, raspberry, apple, pineapple, and cherry. That's a lot.
That's a lot of flavors. That's exciting.
Ooh. Yeah. Ruben, what you got?
Citrus blended with orange, tangerine, and lemon flavors. Eey. I don't know what that means, but
you know,
it sounds good.
I just realized we started this episode so wrong.
Why? We didn't do the little... Start over.
Don't start over, but let's just get this part.
Three, hold on. 3, 2, 1. Woo! Ooh, it's a pretty color. It's red.
Goddamn mic.
It's very red. Okay.
This is crazy because this is a childhood thing. Like, I was tripping on Arizona. But
hold on. Flavor. The funny thing is, today's episode, we're going to kind of base it on the fact that tomorrow is Father's Day.
Yes.
And, when this airs, maybe it's going to be the day after Father's Day.
Yes.
Maybe.
So happy Father's Day to all the wonderful fathers.
Happy Father's Day.
But the funny thing about that is Tampico does remind me of my dad.
Oh, no way.
Because he used to drink it every morning, the little orange juice Tampico. Really? With his huevos and his pico pica.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wait, that's Tampico was like so a staple in our house for a while, the orange juice.
Yeah, I just remember drinking.
I'm surprised I don't have orange.
Am I dumb? Does Tampico, I should look this up. Do they normally have different flavors?
I remember seeing like Tampico, yeah. Different, like they're juices, right?
But I just know the
originally,
orange juice.
I just remember the orange juice, yeah. Okay. But I remember
they have like a red, punch. Yeah. I think there's like a fruit punch.
I don't know if I've ever tried them.
Me either.
I always got the original.
Yeah, I just know the original. By the way, these are 5%. Good. 5%.
So far, really good. Mine tastes like a candy.
I don't know if I love it, but it's not bad.
There's no aftertaste.
This one's kind of sour, right?
Maybe it's your.
There's something interesting about this.
It's kind of sour.
Let me try one more sip.
3 sip is the rule.
I forgot how many sips I took.
We'll count them.
Okay, it does.
It's like sour, no? Want to try it?
Sure.
There was an aftertaste the first couple times, but it's kind of going away now.
You guys both have fruit punch?
Yeah. Okay, so really quick, let's get into the details of Tampico. I forgot what I was going to say already. I was going to say was, once again, we got these from Louis Liquor. And once again. Yes, Louis. Hi, Louis.
Hi, Louis.
Once again,
I don't know Louis.
They come in only single flavored packs. So there are more flavors. We don't have them.
Yeah, we recently noticed that they did bring them, but that was after we left.
Yeah, we didn't get... I think there's 2 flavors that we're missing, so we can't judge those. But
if you guys want us to try it, though, let us know.
We can bring it back. We can bring it back. Those other flavors look way more interesting.
It was like passion fruit.
It was like Island Breeze or some shit like that.
Island. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just hitting the mic left and right.
It's fine. I was thinking about holding it, but I wasn't sure. I'm scared. I'm like, how about if I just like, you know?
It's hard not to hit these shits. Now I don't blame you guys for like, boom, boom. Not gonna be scared there.
Are we a mess already?
I've been buzzed.
Okay, so For people who don't know, Ruben is my nephew and Brianna's boyfriend.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's the right. reason me and Rosie are best friends.
Yeah. Mm. Shout out to Ruben.
Thank you. He did this on accident. I'm the one you want.
He's the connector. He's the plug. He's the plug.
Yeah.
I was telling Rosie that I feel like when it comes to guests, I feel like we should ask what their favorite seltzer is, and it'll be kind of interesting. So, what is your favorite seltzer?
Funny you ask.
This is too good.
This is my favorite right here. I don't know if you can see that.
Happy Dad Death Row Grape.
Yeah,
specifically grape.
Okay, so okay, look. Sometimes I feel goofy about this because the Nelk boys who made this shit.
They're
funny, it's but they're also goofy as fuck.
They're YouTubers.
They're YouTubers. Yeah, I don't know. I don't keep up with them. I just like the drink.
Well,
it tastes good, and it hits the spot, and it does a job, and yeah.
I just knew beforehand that it was like very close to happy hour, because like happy dad, happy hour.
Yeah.
They're rivalries, I think.
Rivalry.
Do you know who owns happy hour?
Nope.
I think.
Zany.
No, they're sponsors.
They're like big sponsors.
I thought they owned it.
No,
that's funny.
I think they kind of have like some part of it, no?
They probably have like stock or something.
Maybe.
But they're huge sponsors, but they're not the owners.
Mm. I feel like somewhere in the vlog squad, right?
Here we go again, not fact checking, because actually I don't know what I'm saying.
Jamie?
Yeah.
Sorry, this wrong podcast.
Jamie, Jordan?
Jordan? Anybody?
Jordan, fact check this, please. Damn, now I lost my train of thought.
Sorry about that.
Happy hour.
What I was going to say is Ruben stays drinking happy hours. So.
Oh, you said happy dad.
Happy dad.
Never drink happy hour.
My bad.
No
shade.
No diss or shade. Happy hour sponsored me.
The thing I was going to say was don't feel goofy about it because I don't even know who the Nelk brothers are or whatever the fuck you just said.
My cousin and his homies sold a Tesla to the Nelk boys.
No way.
Wait.
Fun fact.
Wait,
crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
when
really?
I found. Yeah. Yeah,
who?
Joey.
Oh, no way.
My cousin Joe.
A Tezzy?
There was a point in time where they were slinging cars. That's my.
He still slings cars.
Maybe he does.
I've seen him posted on Facebook.
Oh, I'm not on Facebook, so I have no idea. But yeah, there was a point they were really selling cars good, and they happened to sell a Tesla to the Nelk boys. I think they drove all the way to Vegas for this.
And how?
I don't remember. I might be wrong.
Did they get a Tesla?
I don't know. Joey's friend was he was on that shit. He was going to auctions and bidding on cars. And I think his family was in on that too. And they're just good at
doing it. That's a family business?
Hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
But how did they come in contact with the Nelk place?
I don't know. I guess they needed a Tesla.
They posted it on Facebook Marketplace.
Somehow they were the ones that gave them the Tesla they needed at that time.
That's crazy.
Did they record it?
I remember Joe had videos or something. I remember he posted on his story like they were in the driveway.
What the fuck?
But did the Nelk brothers vlog it?
I don't know.
Joey could give me the footage so I can put it in this TikTok?
If he still has it, I'll be down to ask him if he still has that. I'm sure he does.
Wait, the exclusive.
So Ruben likes to drink Happy Dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other favorite? No, I think that's what you've been stuck on.
Yeah. I'm not too big on seltzers.
Hennessy.
But if they're there.
I feel like Ruben, okay. In the society, it's like, guys drink beer.
Right.
When you see him with a seltzer, you see him quote unquote little fruity. And I feel I feel like Ruben thinks that way. He's like he gets like that
shy. Sometimes.
You know?
Depends on certain seltzers.
I mean, I get it, but I don't.
If I'm like drinking it truly.
Yeah.
White Claw, then I'm like, I feel like a fruity motherfucker.
Yeah. So but I feel like when it comes to like I don't really like them that much.
They're actually really fucking sweet.
But
and then like I just don't like them.
I'll drink it, but hate beer.
Yeah, he hates beer as well.
I don't like beer.
I thought he was gonna say I do like beer.
No, right?
Only but if I'm off a lot of shots of liquor, then beer will taste like water.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I've done that before
than that,
too.
I will not.
That's
drink beer.
The only way you'll catch me and Rosie drinking a beer is if we're like fucked up and there's nothing else.
All right, fuck it, give me. Pass
then
it
we'll
that's
be
bad.
Chugging Coronas.
That's where I need someone to be like. You're done,
dude. Yeah. I'm picturing the video of us fucking chugging a
tall ass can.
Of what?
I think it was Corona. I had a Coors and you had a Corona, I think. That's how you know we was fucked.
It's gross.
Blacked out.
Corona's not too bad. That's still gross.
I think the one that I find the least gross of beer is Modelo.
That's what my cousins like. But if it's like a Michi, like, yeah, like it's really like flavorful, like I'll drink it.
Yeah, I could do that too, yeah, most of the time. Do you guys remember the Who's Gone Wild Pisto? Yeah. I like that one.
Wait, I forgot that was a thing.
With a little bit of lemon and tajin, I was able to drink the pisto.
Wait, we need to try that on here because I've never tried it.
I know the. I don't know. Can you even find that shit?
Yeah, here? I think
because like that was a minute.
Oh, really? Limited edition thing. I'm not sure.
Aww.
That was a minute back. That happened. I forgot about that. I remember the pisto.
Yeah, it was fun.
Who's Gone Wild?
I don't know
why
I'm obsessed with Who's Gone Wild, but
they're funny as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
To buy that beer, and I did.
I feel like some people can't fully understand why they're so funny though. But like, if you're from like the, I feel like you're from the area and you grew up around that type of shit.
Yeah,
it's funny. When they you understand everything they post.
Yeah, when they fucking did like a little
stash and dash.
And dash. Yes,
I sent it to Brie. I'm like, it was right by her.
Girl, yeah, I didn't even question it. I fucking ran there and it was gone. People are quick. People know, especially around the area.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay. Anywho. I think on today's roster, we don't have much. We're unorganized.
we're just here to have a good time.
Well, we're going to wing it.
And it's going
to
be a good time.
But today is June 15th, which happens to be my daddy's birthday. Happy birthday to my daddy.
So happy birthday, Papa. Happy birthday. We miss you so much. And it's so funny because when I was like, I'm trying to like make sure that the podcast stays relevant, especially because if we do pre-plan like episodes, I want to make sure that we're like up to date with events, holidays type of stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I seen that Father's Day was here and I was like, you know what? It would be pretty cool to kind of have an episode dedicated to Papa, to Rosie's dad. And then I didn't know that today that we're recording is his actual birthday.
I did know. I wondered if you knew.
I have it in my calendar. Totally forgot.
I wonder if she knows.
Me too. I totally set my mind this morning until now. Yeah. Which I was surprised by. I was like, fuck, how could I forget?
Yeah. It's fine. The day's not over and we're remembering now. So
Yeah.
So I left out his favorite Bud Light.
Cheers to my dad.
Cheers to Papa.
Love you.
Yeah.
Can we get through an episode of talking about my dad
without crying? No, literally, I'm going to cry right now.
Oh, no.
Serious challenge here.
The thing is, I feel that I'm a heartless bitch. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. There's something about, I don't know. I think I just have like this block. Sometimes I break the barrier. But I think that I can talk and not get emotional about the subject, which is,
yeah,
I don't know why.
You know, it's pretty crazy because, like, I mean, I was there for the funeral and the wake and everything.
You were there for all of it.
I was there for all of it. I really was. But, dude, it would trip me out because you would not break. Like, if anything, like, I would see, like, a tear. But, like,
you think so? At the funeral?
Yeah. Like, you would still, you know, you have a shed a tear, but you will be okay. Like, you compose yourself.
Wow, thanks.
You know, like, it's not a good thing because you weren't allowing yourself to feel.
Right.
Can't say the same.
Yeah, like.
I don't remember, like, not crying or. I don't remember being strong at the funeral. But one thing that I do know is I cried a lot before he died, like every night almost. I think I cried way more when he was still alive. Oh, I lied to myself because I feel myself getting emotional. I think I cried a lot more when he was sick than when he died. I kind of felt like a weight lifted. It sounds kind of bad, but to watch someone suffer,
yeah,
even though like I know people who have suffered longer than that. Mm-hmm. But, like, I just watched him completely deteriorate.
Mm-hmm.
So, in doing that, I would cry every night. Eddie knows. I would cry every night because I felt so bad. I felt so bad that he was going through it, that he... I kind of felt like, because my dad was very, like, not open.
Yeah.
You know, he wouldn't talk about his feelings very much, especially like during that time. Mm-hmm. He was just trying to stay strong. Mm-hmm. So I felt bad because I'm like, this dude is going through it. He's going through it.
Allowing himself to
And feel. He's trying to stay strong and he's not admitting. Like, he didn't want to admit what was going on, even though everybody knew.
Yeah.
So I would cry about that every night. Almost every night, I feel like. And I mean cry.
Yeah.
So when he did pass, I think I just was like, you know, he doesn't have to fucking suffer anymore. He doesn't have to go through any of the shit that he was going through. And I felt a little better. Like, not that he was gone, but like I felt better just knowing that it was over.
He was going through it for a long time.
Yeah, it was really sad. So, yeah. And after that, too, I think, I guess I prepared my mind, like, I prepared my mind for a long time, because I knew.
How far along did you get the news of, like, oh, he has cancer?
So, not my feet in the shot. Quick and Nelly, recap.
Nelly Furtado.
I know, I want to do it every time because of Nelly.
I'm lost, but explain later.
What?
I'm lost, but explain.
Tiny desk.
On the tiny desk, she put.
She was barefoot.
No.
Oh, I think I remember that. I think I remember that. I remember. Anyways, continue.
Okay, so quick recap for people who don't know. My dad was diagnosed with colon cancer, December 2015. We went in. He was suffering. Probably for longer than probably what I'm about to say, but he didn't say much.
Yeah.
But for like 2 years before that, he started complaining of some shit. And then he would go to the doctor by himself. So who knows what the fuck he was telling the doctor. Mm. And then, so it took a long time for him to get a diagnosis because I think he was being nonchalant. Mm. Which is what I think a lot of men do.
That my cheese, what is it? The
machismo.
I feel like you want to be strong all the time. When
he had a lot of pride, and he was just, I think he just was brushing a lot of things out because he just thought that it was not a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't really remember what one of the first things I remember, like, that I realized was like, oh, this is a problem, is the frequent having to urinate. Which is why we went down the wrong path, because like there were times where he would be like getting pissed. Really? Dad with the short temper, he would get pissed because he had to pee every 5 minutes in between a movie.
Yeah, I thought that was
we
normal.
Went to a concert.
And I always just thought it was normal. Well, it was normal.
I didn't think much of it because I'm like, you know, he's a drinker.
Yeah.
So he's drinking. So he
when I drink, right. I gotta pee.
It seemed normal.
Yeah.
But it was like, it seemed normal until it was just like, A little too often. I remember there was a concert that we went to a long time ago, and he kept having to leave. Like, he didn't enjoy the concert because he had to pee every, like, 5 minutes. And he was getting so mad, like, fuck. And he'll be like, I'm not going to drink because I have to pee. And he would still have to pee even though he wasn't drinking. And I was like, okay, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But with that, they were checking the prostate. Which is not where the problem was. But at first, I think they took a lot of time trying to check that lane. And then finally, I don't know what did it, but he had a colonoscopy, which happened in December. And right then and there, they took him back. And then they brought him back for the colonoscopy. I was waiting there for him. And right away, the doctor came in and they're like, we found something. You know, you
were there?
I was there, yeah. They were like, we found something. It looks like cancer, but we're going to double check. But for now, we're going to admit you into the hospital. And it was just like, and they said.
Like, so nonchalant.
Doctors are fucking dicks, bro. Because they said that shit like nothing. And I was like, okay. Immediately started crying. But then my dad's like, he was like coming off of anesthesia and he was a little confused.
Hmm.
And he's like, wait, what did he say? And I was like, he said it's. He thinks it's cancer, but they're not sure yet. And he just kept asking me again, like, over and over. Like, did he say I have cancer? And I'm like, we don't know yet. So I had to call my freaking mom and my family and be like, we don't know yet, but maybe. And so that's how it started. I think it was like the very next day that they ran the test. They did the biopsy. And then he was diagnosed with stage 4, which is the worst stage, the last stage. It had already spread. And basically, they told us that there was not much they can do. He did like an emergency surgery.
At that? When he did
his? Yeah. Oh, okay. At that time, which was December 2015. I've been getting emotional. I'm talking. I'm listening. After that, they did a surgery because basically the cancer blocked his bowels from coming. Mm-hmm. So they did like an emergency surgery where they put a stent in and they opened it up. They opened it back up. Mm-hmm. But they said that they couldn't remove the cancer because it was already spread. And if they tried to cut it out, it was going to spread more. So the next option was chemotherapy, mm-hmm. which right away he was like totally down for. Mm-hmm. But that happened in December 2015. He did the surgery. And then he went to, am I wrong?
No. I was just tripping out on the year, my bad.
Yeah, it was almost 1 year only.
Yeah, because 2016 was, so
it makes sense. It happened in December. And I know it was December because it was right after Christmas and right before New Year's
when we found out. I remember getting the phone call. It was
the week in between.
Around that time?
So this, sorry, question. Was this before, no. Ray Ray was already here, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. He was already a full grown baby. Like,
was he only 1 year old?
We weren't even a year because I met Ruben. We got together a month after Ray Ray was born.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, Ray was
born. How time
February has February 3rd. We're March 2nd.
Okay, so Ray was about to be one, which is crazy because Ray like had a pretty good memory of him for a while. Now he kind of says he doesn't really remember him, but.
I haven't asked him, but
that's... Or, I think he told me when, like, recently, I don't really remember Papa's voice. I don't really remember how he sounded. But before, he would say he remembered him.
Yeah. But so he was almost two, basically. He was really young.
He was helping push the casket at one point. Like, at 2 years old. Not even two yet.
Yeah.
Mary was advanced, bro.
He was something else. Still is something else. He's still
fucking is. Ray Ray, shout out to you, because I know he listens.
Yeah, my only brother. Are you going to mention me?
Yeah, I got mad last time, because it was just a half a second of a mention.
He's like, that's it. Ray Ray,
shout out my little brother.
Amazing. We love you.
You're kind. You're smart. You're beautiful.
You're going to be the best football player ever.
You're a math genius.
You ain't no homie, motherfucker.
And you ain't no essay. Hey, that's a red flag.
pass.
Your cholo era, red flag.
Don't do it, bro.
Don't do it.
We can get all into that.
You need to stop right there.
Okay. Take that hairnet off.
Fry cook hairnet ass off.
He's collecting the homies.
Pause.
Okay, the homies is cool, but
everything else you can stop
just,
doing.
Just chill, right, right.
I think I was somewhere in between the fact that chemotherapy.
Yes. Mm.
Okay, so he did the chemo. I forgot how many rounds it was, but I mean, he didn't seem very sick, like a sick person, until the chemo, like, finished. I would say. Let's say he did 8 rounds of chemo. I don't remember, but let's just say it's 8 rounds, once a week or twice a week. I don't fucking remember. Me neither. It was like they would do the chemo and then they would check his they did a couple rounds of chemo and then they checked his they did an MRI or whatever. And then they were like, "It's working. Let's do more." They did more and then they're like, "It's working. Let's do more. The tumors are shrinking. Let's do more." Until we reached a point where the doctor was like, "We cannot give you any more chemo. Like, it's dangerous. So we have to take a break." And I think that break really just fucked him up. Because that's when everyone's like, "Oh, chemo's going to make you so sick. It's going to make you weak, blah, blah, blah." It was when he stopped chemo that, like, I think everybody was like, "Oh, shit.
What?
He's sick."
See, I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
I feel like that's when it hit everybody, like, oh, because
You physically could see it.
Yeah, all of a sudden he was like having trouble walking. He was just so weak. He wanted to stay in bed. And my dad was a very energetic person.
An early bird, a morning person.
Early bird, freaking very active. Coffee at eight,
don't be late.
Yeah.
What was it?
Coffee at eight, don't be late.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, like, routine. So I would say it was once the chemo stopped that it got, like, pretty serious. And that was probably, like, let's say 6 months in to us knowing. So I would be the designated driver and a person to go to accompany him mm-hmm. on the doctor's appointment. So I would hear everything, and then doctors would be like, they would tell us everything, right? And then we'll go home mm-hmm. and then my mom would be like, how'd it go? And my dad would just be like, everything's good. But no details or like beat around the bush. And then I remember on the last chemo, the doctor said like, oh, we can't give you any more chemo. It wasn't even that one. It was a couple weeks after that. So they stopped chemo. Let's say it was like 2 weeks later. I don't know. It's fuzzy, but let's just pretend it was 2 weeks later. Mm-hmm. They did another like lab work or whatever. And then doctor said, the tumors are growing back, like immediately growing back. And then he basically said, now you're too weak for chemo. Because like I said, after he stopped, everything kind of went downhill. So doctor said, you're too weak and tumors are growing. Basically, there's nothing else we could do. And then at that point, they told my dad he had 3 to 6 months to live. So then we go home and my mom's like, how'd it go? My dad's like, fine, everything's fine. So then I felt obligated to pretend like everything was fine too. But then like, you know, later I'll be like, you know, that's not really what they said. But he did do more than those 3 to 6 months, which he was like, ha, after the end of that time, he was like, ha, the doctor said, then he admitted it. The doctor said I only had 6 months to live. Here I am on 8 months, whatever it was, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was almost a year, like to the date that he lasted. The last month was just like the absolute worst, where he just couldn't, he wouldn't eat, he couldn't get out of bed, he just was like not living a life anymore, which is why I say it kind of was like a relief after, because I'm like, you know, that's not a life he would like to live.
No, yeah. No, yeah.
He was a very active guy, and for him to just lay in bed, it was not nice to see.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He was in his happy
That's
days.
Basically my story. That's what happened, in case you guys didn't know.
Lucky enough to meet Papa, I guess 1 year before he, a little less than 1 year before he passed, if it was 2016.
That's crazy to think, though, because I feel like you guys
were together
got
longer.
To know each other.
No, yeah. Yeah, I really got to know Papa, and I don't know, I just have, like, the best memories with him. And maybe we should talk about that, like really happy memories.
Yeah, we can bring it back up.
Like, one of the funniest memories I've had with him is when we went to SoCal Burgers. He did, like, this thing where whenever he would always finish before us, of course, freaking munch on his freaking burger.
Chow down his food,
and he'd be like, I win.
Pop, pop. On the table.
I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. And he was always, like, down for anything, too. Like,
yeah,
down to go anywhere with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
He was always down.
Even, like, on days where he knew that it was, like, harder for him and he felt like shit, he wanted to still live a life. Yeah. He wanted to go places. He wanted to do things.
Yeah, high spirits always.
Super positive.
Yeah, very positive.
Ruben, any memories?
Any happy memories?
Anything good you want to talk about?
Core memories.
Core memories. That's a good one.
There's a lot of funny ones. I think, I don't know why I'm thinking about this one time.
In band camp? I'm just kidding.
At band camp? No, we went to Home Depot one time. And there was like a fucking parking rage. There, he got into some kind of like
road shit,
trying to park with some other guy. And he got out the truck, and the guy was like, just hot, got out of his car. He was like, "What, motherfucker? Come on, come on!" I remember I was like nervous, you know. No. The other guy who was like getting into some, they got into some type of shit. Like, I think the guy was trying to park where he was trying to park. And of course, Papa was like, "Motherfucker, I was ready." I don't know, something like that. And then once he got off, the guy got out of his car. He was ready to fight him. And I remember I was nervous. I was like, I didn't know what to do. And he was just like laughing about it. And he was like, "Come on, come on!" And then like Papa was like, "Like, what do you want me to do?" No. And so I just kept walking with him, and I thought it was funny as fuck, because like that guy was pissed, and he didn't give in to what he wanted, which was to fight. It was funny. I don't know.
Just like, okay.
I just remember it being scary, but now that I think about it, I'm like, it was pretty funny.
He handled the situation perfectly.
Yeah, because he could have started fucking him up, and I would have been right there like, no, I don't know what to do, little ass kid. But yeah, he just kept walking on. It wasn't that serious.
I've seen my dad like get in a couple of
altercations.
The thing is, like, he's a very positive guy, but he has a short temper.
Okay.
It was mostly with my mom.
Like, yeah, I never saw it until it was
like argue,
drinking, and then you know
drinking.
That's the only time I see like a little temper get loose.
Even when he was drinking, I don't recall him ever, which I know is just my memory, because I know other people do have memories of him drinking and being angry. Mm-hmm. But that was not like, I think
in your memory,
I can recall him getting drunk and stupid. Wonder where I got it from. But never here. Like, yeah. Never like super, super like aggressive, but I don't know. I have like, he did this a few times when I was a child, where I feel like it's a little bit of trauma.
Ew, near.
But like, let's say we're at my uncle's house or whatever, and my parents are drinking. He was never, ever, ever gonna be the driver. And his excuse was because he was a truck driver and he couldn't lose his license. So he would just get fucked up and make my mom drive every time. To my memory. And
wait, that's so funny.
I don't know why, but when he would get like really drunk, he would want to open the door while we're driving, which really would freak me the fuck out.
What the fuck?
I don't know why. I think he was just like kind of like impulsive, he lost his mind. But like, he'd be like, "What the fuck?" And he'd be trying to open the door, and we're like, stop, like freaking out in the car. And they were just like, "What's wrong with you guys?" I'm like, "Bro, close the fucking door." But I didn't say that. But I'd be like,
See, some memories before my time are mind-boggling.
I mean, I've had that impulsive thought before, especially as a kid. Like, what if I just...
No, I think he would just be like, you know, when you get
to actually give into it?
Yeah.
I don't think he was off himself. I think he would just be...
Why open the door while
drunk? No, I think he would just be like so drunk and lost that he didn't realize the car was...
Moving,
or like maybe he thought he was home already.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That's something that I do like always remember, that was a little traumatic for me.
Wow.
Like, damn, this dude is trying to open the car door all the time.
Child lock.
Yeah.
What kind of car you guys were in at the time?
My mom used to drive a Maxima. Nissan Maxima.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the car that I remember, like as a child.
That black one.
It was forest green.
Ooh.
You know what? Okay, sorry. Off topic a little, but why not?
We love going off topic.
That car, the Nissan Maxima, if I am remembering correctly, my mom bought it from Big Daddy.
Okay.
Which Big Daddy just passed away. So what a small world. Cheers to him too, and happy Father's Day to him too, because he was a great dad.
Yeah, man. RIP Big Daddy.
And I think Bree watches us. So shout out to your dad, Bree, because he was awesome. Yeah, I think my mom got the car from him, which is crazy.
Wow, that's crazy.
Dark forest green Nissan. Are you ready for the next flavor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we get another one? You noticed.
Okay, hold on. I'm almost done with this one.
No rush. Definitely no rush.
I was like, I'm almost... Rosie, you're slow! I finished mine. Who knows?
Why are you so slow? I don't know if you guys have ever seen that TikTok. I'll show it to you later. You're slow.
Not on TikTok.
It's a really good one, though.
I sent him TikToks, though. But recently,
I can't fucking watch him though anymore.
Yeah, he can't watch him anymore for some reason.
For some reason.
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing. Stay away from it.
Get an account. That's all you gotta do.
Away, man.
Pause while I get another drink.
Cause, no, he wouldn't allow me to post him
anymore. Instagram is already fucking live draining enough.
Rosie, I was like debating to telling him like.
I thought about it, but then.
That he went viral. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna tell him. You went viral. He's like, I'm like, do you want to know how much views you got? And she's like, no, don't tell me. He's like, no.
Look, man, I just wasn't too stoked because I'm totally fucking insecure right now, and I just like do not feel comfortable with myself being out there right now.
It was just AI version of you.
No, yeah, but there's a picture of me, and I just, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're so handsome. Yes, baby. Come closer to me, fool.
You fool.
You fool.
Okay.
You fool. You fool.
You fool. Out
Xavier Wolf.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Who is that?
Shout out Memphis.
Oh. Never been.
Shout out Memphis. No, Memphis. Me neither, but I listen to a lot of the music. And I just watched Hustle and Flow.
She said never
the
been.
The other night.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out T.I. That's all I know about Hustle and Flow.
T.I. is not in Hustle and Flow.
Rhythm and Flow?
Ludacris is in him up. But he's not even from Memphis. He's from Atlanta.
I know nothing.
Terrence Howard stars in Hustle and Flow.
Bebber, what are you doing, my love?
He's about to pull the fuck out of your microphone. Bebber!
Bebber,
come here,
back off.
Come on. Come on, baby.
No, come over here, actually. Come here.
Bebber, come over here.
Come here.
Bebber. He chose me. Bebber. Get over it.
It's bullshit. He chooses you all the time.
He's my baby, that's why.
The baby bear.
Okay, anyways, really quick, since Bebber jumped up, I want to talk about the fact that I grew up with no dogs in the house because of my dad. And then
grew up with outdoor dogs, and once they got in the house, he was not very happy about it.
They didn't go in the house while he was there.
Never did, but once they did, got their ass out right away.
Yeah, my dad didn't believe that pets
should be indoors.
They're guard dogs only, not fucking family. So he's probably real proud of me for having babies like this.
Well, because you guys, they've only had big, hairy, furry ass fucking
dogs. But one
thing
my dad would always say was, the dogs are to guard the yard and nothing else. They're not family.
Whoa, I mean.
Dad was a little mean sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It was a different time. It was a different time.
Before my time, I'm mind-boggled by stories of this guy.
Oh, before my time, I'm also mind-boggled because the stories I hear are wild. I'm not going to talk about that because today we're honoring him.
We're just keeping positive. We're not talking about the negative, man.
One thing I will say.
We might as well talk about everybody's fucking negative bullshit.
He's a man who really just learned how to grow up. How to be a better person, how to take care of his family, and in my eyes, was the perfect example of a dad. Like, I have no bad things to say.
And a man in general.
About the man that raised me, like, nothing. And I know that that's kind of rare.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm glad to have had somebody like that in my life as well.
Yeah.
To show what a man should be. How a man should handle his business.
Yes.
In his life.
He was amazingly good at finances.
So if he needed to be fixed, he could figure it out.
My mom never had to work a day in her life.
Never. She's, yeah.
She
yeah,
still he, does it.
He was the breadwinner, supporter. Like, yeah.
Very inspiring. I hope my husband takes after him one day.
I hope I take after him one day.
I hope everybody does.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I will
too, because I remember I would think, like, I always thought that he was smart because I knew that, like, we had a little more than that people around us.
Mm-hmm. Because usually all around us, you know, we have deadbeat dads and dads who are not there, and
you know,
we're just surrounded by a lot of struggle,
you know. Yeah. So to see a dad that is there for their kids.
There, and also, like, there was no money. If there was money problems, I didn't know about them. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about them. And actually, when he passed, I had to go through a lot of paperwork and, like, shit that I, like, that was confidential my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I would look at his paychecks, and I know It was a different time. Yeah. But I would look at his paychecks and I'm like, my paychecks are more than this right now. How the fuck
did he support us?
Did he support us? My mom didn't work. I was a fucking spoiled brat. I got what I wanted. But I always, like, I knew I could get what I wanted because I never seen them struggle. Like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to brag. Because actually, just recently, very recently, Eddie and I had, like, a deep conversation about this where I'm like, he talks about, like, his come up, which props to his mom because his mom did it on mm-hmm. her own mm-hmm. with all of her kids.
And so every single mom who puts in for more than one kid.
Happy Father's Day to you too.
Honestly, yeah, mm-hmm. that is.
But yeah, like he would talk about how he would spend like his weekends at the swap meets where his mom would sell shit, and I'm like, I cannot relate at all because I saw no struggle. What we were doing on the weekends was going to car shows, going on bike runs, having fun.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm sometimes extremely blessed. Like,
I'm an only child, and my mom, she supported me the whole time, and she's the same way. She didn't make me feel like we ever struggled. Even if she did, she never showed me we actually struggled. So,
this the one right here. Yeah. This the one right here.
That citrus is way better than
the fruit punch. Dude, it tastes like the orange juice.
Straight up. Sorry.
It makes the fruit punch taste like.
Yeah. No,
this one. I wonder if Papa will. Do you think Papa would
love? Papa would have loved this one.
You think he would like Celsius? I feel like he would just shit on them and be like,
no, he would like this.
For pussies.
You know how? Nah. You know how I know that that's not true?
How?
He made me go to Ramirez to find the root beer. The root beer flavored no, beer babe. One time because he was like, I want to try that.
And we probably would have loved it.
Okay. It's a soda flavored beer, though. It's not like a fruity ass flavored beer.
He would drink it in the mornings, probably. But he would
love his mimosa. It would be his mimosa in the morning.
This is the flavor of my dad right now. Yeah.
No, that guy put down beers.
Anyways, no, but, carry on.
Yeah, so. What was I saying?
You didn't. Your mom didn't show struggle.
I feel like a lot of times I have like this guilt because people have had it harder than I have.
Definitely.
It's been like a hard thing for me to balance because like I never ever like. How do I say it? I never gloat to other people that I never really struggled. If anything, as a child, I've always wanted to help my friends. So, like, when my friends would come over and I knew they had a huge family and I knew they would struggle, like, I'd be like, Mom, could we buy her pants? And knowing my dad well, I didn't know that my mom was struggling, but she was, but she would never tell me. She would always, like, help my friend that in need, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she would always... You know, you want to bring your friend to knots? So let's do it. Your friend needs pants? Like, let's do it. Like, she would always help, like, my friend. Oh, I'm getting emotional.
We love your mom.
Yeah,
I love your mom. Your mom is awesome. What a turn we just took. No, I'm just kidding.
Love you, mama.
No, I could relate to that a lot because I used to do the same thing. Like, I definitely knew that other people had it, like, harder than me. At the time, I knew it. And I never wanted to, like, rub it in people's faces, but, like, I also was not going to be, like, pretending I had it hard.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, there was a couple times. One time, like, an ex-boyfriend of mine's mom died. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my mom didn't fucking know I had a boyfriend at the time. My dad didn't know.
Oh,
but
shit.
I was like, I need to help them. Like, aww. They were trying to collect money. I'm like, I need to help them.
Yeah.
So I just told my mom, like, hey, mom. I have this friend, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
They gave me money, like a couple $100s.
Aww.
And then, again, another one of my friends, her house burned down. A portion of her house burned or whatever.
Aww.
She lost, I think it was like prom time. If she's watching, she knows who I'm talking about. She knows I'm talking about her. But it was around prom time. Her fucking prom dress burned.
That sucks.
And I told my mom, like, Mom, you know.
Situation, yeah.
Mom and Dad, can you help? And, yeah, like, I...
They always...
So I don't feel... I do understand the guilt that you're talking about. Because sometimes when I hear stories, I'm like, yeah, I I can't say shit.
Yeah.
But I think I don't have the guilt because I was that way too.
Always, yeah.
There was fucking homeless people on the street and I'm like, Mom, we gotta give them money. Dad, we gotta give them money. And they would roll their eyes at me, but they would give me the money to give to them. So yeah.
We always paid
I wouldn't say we were rich. We were not rich, but definitely were not struggling.
Yeah.
And if there was struggle, I did not see it.
We weren't aware of it.
I was totally unaware.
Yeah. I feel like I could definitely say the same for myself. Growing up with my cousins, I definitely knew that I wasn't struggling as much as, you know, I mean, as other people.
Right.
So
I feel like that's just
No, I just saying like I didn't think I really understood my struggle, but at the same time I understood like
it could be worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, it could always be worse. Like, sometimes I'm like, but at the same time, I've always struggled with this thing. Like, my life is so good. Like, I should not be complaining. But at the same time, like, that also, like, keeps me from actually allowing myself to, like,
feel things.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, yes, it may not be the worst thing in the world. Like, people are going through more shit, but
You're still a person.
Yeah. I still need to validate my feelings.
Yeah.
I've always struggled with that, you know? Like,
I can totally relate to that.
Yeah.
Because I've been told before, like, what the fuck are you complaining about? And I'm just like, oh, fuck, maybe you're right, you know? But, yeah, definitely it could always be worse. But I do think, like, of course, everyone has their own struggles. Maybe they're not as bad as yours, but in their head and in their heart and in their soul, those are still struggles. So
everyone has their own trials and tribulations.
Yeah. Right. Which is, like, the fact that Ruben said that you feel like you did not have a struggle as much as your cousins.
But
I could be like, I didn't have a struggle as much as Ruben. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's
I feel like that's just how it goes. That's just how it goes. And that's just the way to be humble. Just know that your situation
could always be worse.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Even, I respect that.
Yeah, even when people say that about celebrities, dude, like, I am, like, people are, could be such haters, but, like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, like, I'm just, like, always just, like, so positive. I'm, like,
Bree's an empath.
Yeah, I'm an empath. I will feel what you feel. If you say your fucking leg is hurting, I'm like, damn, me too. But,
I'm halfway there, but not as much as you, that's for sure.
Pretty intense. But, just, like, yeah, like, even celebrities, like, yeah, it may be minimal to other people, but it still hurts them.
I hate when people talk shit about celebrities. Like, oh, they asked for this life.
No, they don't.
They didn't ask for millions of people to judge every move. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you like, had a miscarriage. Is that what we're... You asked for everyone to know that. Like, what the fuck? No, you didn't.
No.
Oh, you broke up with your husband? You asked for everyone to know. Nah.
No, that's even worse.
They have to do it in front of millions of people.
I've heard, not even like celebrities, but I've heard like influencers. So I can only imagine celebrities. But I've heard like influencers talk about how, I think it was like James Charles. He was at a dinner with his mom and a couple of friends or something like that. And someone was like, can I take a picture with you? And he's like, oh, yeah. Could we wait till after I finish my dinner? And she's like, I'm the reason you're here. Like, your fans are the reason you're here. Like, really? He went out to go take a photo with her. And I'm like, nah, I wouldn't have done that.
I'd have been like, fuck you.
There's a lot of confrontation on situations like that where people want a photo and then the person who wants their photo from just wants their privacy respected, you know what I mean? Or just their whatever they're doing.
Remember when Bad Bunny was like throwing the phones and shit?
Mm-hmm.
He would get people's phones and throw them because people would just go up to him with like.
I just seen Steve Lacy doing that in his live performances, which was funny as fuck. But I haven't seen Bad Bunny.
There was these YouTubers called, I think they were twins. They're Dolan twins? I may be wrong. Dolan twins. But they were like all over YouTube. They were making videos with James Charles and Emma Chamberlain. Their dad died, and all their followers went to the freaking funeral. Disturbed the funeral. After that, they went offline. They were like, fuck this. Like, the amount of disrespect is like not okay.
Over the internet. Oh, go on.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, over internet, people have no fucking respect. You know,
they think you're not a real person, I think.
Something like in their brain is
or they
not
try
right.
not they try to show that they're not a real person so they can say whatever the fuck, do whatever the fuck.
Like, who in their right mind says, they want me at their family's funeral.
I was thinking this happened to someone else. Weren't there people like fucking with Meg's mom's grave?
Yes.
Megan the Stallion. You're talking about the stallion. Yeah, when Nikki was like dissing Megan's mom or some shit, yeah. People showed up to her grave. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What right there. The actual fuck?
I would be
showing
so
up
pissed.
To grave sites. That's disrespect.
Grave sites, funerals, like. You don't fucking mess with that. Like, what in your mind says that? That's okay. Like,
people show up to people's homes.
Homes. Dude, for you to show up at a celebrity's home, no.
Don't do that. Stop.
That's a big no.
Stop. Don't follow them. Don't know the invasion of, like, of privacy. Ugh.
Guys, this is off topic a little bit, but speaking of invading privacy, do you think Rihanna's pregnant again?
Rihanna?
Yeah, have you seen?
If they said Brianna, I was like...
I'm not pregnant. I'm like... I am not.
Okay. Anyway, scratch that. Rihanna again?
Rihanna, yeah. Wow.
After she just squeezed the one out the oven?
Because there's like all these videos and pictures of her hiding her tummy.
Yes. The last,
now we're invading her privacy.
Maybe she's just having like a straight.
The last meet and greet she had.
Yes.
Damn, I'm burping so much. It feels like a mimosa.
It's the seltzer, dog.
This is like a mimosa.
They're seltzering.
Seltzery.
You know what? These don't even say seltzer.
Yeah, I was just about to say these Tampico ones aren't seltzery at all. They're really juicy.
Let's restart it.
Let's go pee and then restart.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Okay. Anyways,
drunk moments part two.
What I was saying was, I think Rihanna's pregnant. And I hope it's a girl.
Rihanna.
That's what I said.
I heard Rihanna this time. And I'm like,
I keep hearing.
You're just paranoid. Why are you so paranoid for? I'm just kidding. What do you mean? Why are y'all paranoid? I'm saying Rihanna, not Brianna.
Right now?
Sounds similar.
Similar.
Wait, is this camera? Is this camera? No, this camera's not right. It was moved. Rosie, can you move it a little bit so we can just see his...
Ruben, you just...
It's because
you splashed Bear Bear. Like look at Bear Bear's... Look at his paws. Look at Bear Bear's paws.
He's gonna get drunk.
Don't lick it, all
right? Don't do it. We are rolling off the rails here.
Anyways, what were you saying?
I was talking about Rihanna, but we can stop now.
Oh, she might be pregnant, though.
She might be. And if she is, we said it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
Rihanna is pregnant? What the fuck? Thumbnail?
Pregnant thumbnail.
You see the shirt that she wore that she said, I'm retired, and everyone went fucking crazy. Like, what the fuck? You're retired. We're not going to get an album ever.
Yeah, but then did you see where she talked about her hair? Fenty hair?
Oh, and she's yes.
This is what took me the longest besides Rihanna.
R2. R2-D2.
I wanted to see
whatever it was. She was talking about her album, and everyone's like, so we are getting an album. She's fucking with us, she knows it.
She said, I have to relook the whole album that I have already created because I might not be in the same headspace.
She's fucking with us.
So
and she knows it.
In like 5 years. In 5 years.
Ruben's flashing his strings all over the place.
He's obviously wants to be sponsored by Happy Dad. So Happy Dad, please sponsor.
That'd be good.
Just do yourself a favor and fucking sponsor me.
Do yourself a favor.
At this point, it's for yourself.
Yeah. I'll make some sick content.
Does anyone have any questions prepared? Because I don't.
I just had favorite memories.
Okay.
Another favorite memory I had.
Take it away, Bree.
Clown us, because me and Ruben would not finish her fucking chicken. Like, this is so random.
Chicken wings.
But he would not, chicken we would wings. Not fit, yeah, finish our
My
chicken
My dad wings. Loved chicken wings.
He would suck the bone dry, and he would like, you're done with your chicken? Like, really? Like,
leaving really? So much meat behind.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a very
many good. Times he showed that I wasted a chicken
wing. Yeah. Yeah. It was wasteful to him. It was disgrace.
I didn't think I could eat more of the fucking chicken.
That's funny that you say that because he used to do that with beers too.
Oh, no way.
If someone left behind like this much beer in their bottle, he'd be like,
day,
look at this shit. You're wasting this shit.
To this day, I talk shit to people who don't finish their fucking drinks. Who want to leave the last sip that tastes nasty behind and leave it for the motherfucker to dump it. I don't like that. Don't do that. Just chug the damn last bit of it.
We don't get it because we don't drink
beer. Beer drinkers, question. Is it a thing to not take the last sip of the drink because it tastes bad?
Probably. That's probably the case.
Well, my dad would talk shit on you.
Oh, yeah, he would.
And he was a beer drinker, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so explain yourselves.
I feel like they just get lazy. By that time, it gets warm and they don't want it. And you're like, just fucking dump it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Maybe the warmth has something to do with it for sure.
What am I?
Everybody needs a cold beer. Sorry, go on.
I'm just kidding. Like, the silence was long.
Everybody needs a cold beer.
Everyone needs a cold beer except for us who hate beer.
Yes, we need a cold seltzer. Thank you very much.
Yeah. One of my favorite memories. Well, I have a lot. I would say that I grew up, you know, my dad is the realest of them all because my mom, no offense, mom, if you're watching this.
We love you, Nana.
We love you. But my mom didn't like to go out much. And my dad was very much like a let's go do something extrovert. Type of person. Yeah. Extrovert, introvert. Those are the perfect examples.
She's an introvert. He's the extrovert.
Right. In case I wasn't clear enough.
No, yeah. I have a couple memories of him being like, I'm like, where's Nana? He's like, she never wants to go anywhere, but I'm here.
He's yeah.
He's always, you know, had everybody's contact info and...
He was very, very social.
Very outgoing. Very much going to talk to strangers and get their number and actually call them.
Mm-hmm. Socialize.
Yeah, very social.
We could have used
it.
Which is
cool because it shows...
He could have helped us
a lot. It shows how much people...
Like, respected him.
Yeah, respect, because when it came to his funeral, so many people showed up and so many people showed love.
One thing
to him.
Like, if an outsider looking in, you would have thought it was a celebrity because the amount of people that showed up.
The biggest funeral I had ever experienced in my life, and
it was crazy.
You think it was a
celebrity?
Yeah, you think it was a celebrity, but
there's just no, so definitely many there was a lot of people who had a lot of respect for the guy.
Yeah,
and I don't blame them because.
Mutual respect.
He was, you know, he was very social, very outgoing, very inviting.
Just very loved. Like, good energy. Like, why wouldn't you want to be around him?
Yeah, definitely good energy. Now I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, he was an extrovert, right? So, some of my best memories are the fact that I would just go places with him. You know, like... You mentioned Home Depot earlier. I used to love to go to Home Depot with my dad. Like, aww. We would call it my Disneyland. Because I don't know why I thought that shit was so fun for a while. Like, when I was growing up.
Riding on those
big carts? Yeah. Not the regular ones, but the big ones. I used to think that was a ride. And he would push me around on them. And I remember he'll be like, you want to come to Home Depot with me? I'm like, yes, I do. Because it's fucking fun. I don't know why I thought it was so fun, but it was fun. It's fun. It's a good time. It's a good time. You push me around on the little thingies. The car shows and the bike runs were definitely like I feel very blessed to have that time with him because no offense again to my mom, but she wouldn't come, right? So that was like straight up father-daughter bonding. And he would say that.
Aww.
Let's do our father-daughter bonding this weekend. We're going to this. We're going to that. And every weekend there was something. The only thing I hated was like he would want to be up at like 5 a.m.
Oh shit,
which is not it for me. But it was worth it because we would go on these bike runs. We would go to these car shows. I would sell 50-50 raffle tickets, aww. Which is crazy now that I think of it too. Because like I was shy, but at those events I was not shy.
It's because it was like. A sense of home, like,
yeah, it was community, like family oriented.
Yeah,
even though I didn't know half the people there, it did feel very like
it felt welcoming and like homies.
All of the above.
The homies made it feel homey,
and they did because sometimes they would ask me, you know, and I'd be like, "Oh, I'm widow's daughter," and they'd be like, "Oh, widow," like
it was all love and respect. Didn't really do much. Yeah. You're a widow's spouse or, you know, a relative.
Daughter.
Grandson.
Or grandson, yeah. And he would, another thing, like, I remember he would, like, when my cousins from Elsinore would come over, like, he would take them. And I think they all have, like, those memories, too, of the car shows and the bike runs, because he would soon. Like, if you're coming around, he's gonna fucking include you in some shit. And, yeah. it was cool. It was fun.
Same with my cousins. They all just talk about the bomb, talk about the Packers. Yeah. The parades.
I think that was the reason we went to SoCal. It was like
a fundraiser.
It had to do with the car club.
You know? The car club. We got to see other cars and other, you know.
Yeah.
But it was cool back earlier in the days when the parades were popping and he would just...
We would go on the parade. We
just go on that cruise through the boulevard.
The princess.
See everybody you knew from fucking school, and they see you. And,
like, they think you're cool.
He's in the parade, and you felt like
shit. And you
think
you're cool, too.
Yeah. I felt like I was cool.
I have very strong memories of him picking me up from elementary school on the motorcycle.
On the motorcycle.
And the next day, I would go to school, and I was fucking cool.
See, I wasn't that cool.
I was fucking cool she in elementary cool. school. My dad would pick me up. Yeah. I was the coolest of them all.
I never did that. I didn't have too much experience on the back of that motorcycle.
The motorspike?
Motorspike.
Motorspot.
On the back of the motorspike-a-dole. I didn't have a lot of spin-a-dole.
No, but
you gotta ask me.
I do, and now I want to ride my own motorcycle.
No, so. I feel like motorcycles are so scary.
I don't have
They're
balls.
So scary.
I go back and forth. Because I think that was like a lifetime goal of mine where I'm like, I'm going to be riding this bike one day. And then I'm like, I'm too scared. But now I'm kind of getting back to the point where I'm like, I should ride it. I should ride that bike.
Well, once you learn the basics, once you
Who has the bike?
Around.
My cousin Peanut.
Oh, no way.
He has my dad's blue bike, yeah.
That'd be cool.
But he says he's saving it for me. But I'd have to buy it back.
You get the bike, I'll get the Packard.
Yeah,
but David has the Packard.
He does have the Packard.
Luckily, me and Ruben got to ride in his bomb for prom.
That was pretty cool. We drove to San Pedro in the back of the back of the 1937.
I didn't even ride in my dad's car for prom.
No way.
Wow.
What?
It was a great fucking idea that we did that.
My prom was a little funny.
So was ours.
Ha ha he he or like
he, ha ha. I went to prom with somebody who was not like my boyfriend, even though I had a boyfriend.
Wait, what?
This is a story for
another. Yeah, no, tell us.
No, because at the time, like, my boyfriend was not gonna go to prom.
Oh.
And then he had this weird thing where he would. By the way, this boyfriend that I'm talking about wasn't the best guy ever. But I remember, like, there was another dance, like, before prom. I don't know.
Winter formal.
I don't know. But point being, he was like, he didn't have money, first of all. Second of all, it was like, he kept saying, like, oh, you're not going to dance anyways. Because for some reason, it was in his head that I was too shy to dance, which, yeah, I get it. I am a little shy, but, like, I'm gonna dance. I love to dance.
Manipulation.
I was like, okay, yeah, you don't want to.
We would have never fucking went.
I don't know. I remember that being like a thing, and I was like, okay, whatever, fine. And then I'm like, but I do want to go to prom.
Yeah.
So I started, like, speculating. I remember I asked Brandy, like, hey, do you want to come to prom with me? Because, like, I don't really know. I didn't have a lot of friends in. By senior year of high school. I did have friends, but at the end of my school year, I didn't have many. Mm. So I remember I was like, I don't have anyone to go with. I was asking Brandy, and then Brandy's neighbor, who was our homie at the time, former homie. Mm. Nothing is wrong with him. We just haven't talked to him in a while.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like,
yeah. It's not time's passed.
Yeah. So he was a little older than us. He was like, I'll take you to prom, Rosie, like, let's go. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, aww. Can you come? Like, he's older. Oh. He's not in.
Is this a case?
He doesn't come to high school.
Is this a case?
Right. Not that much older, but definitely older.
I'm dead.
It could have been a case. Actually, now that I think of it.
Sorry.
Over 18 for sure. Oh. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, I'll come. So I asked around, and I found out he could come. And he just had to sign a paper. My mom had to sign a paper. I was like, cool. I forgot what happened that he didn't end up coming.
What the fuck?
But Brandy, did Brandy come with me?
What a asshole.
My memory is terrible.
What an asshole.
Do you have any Brandy here?
You asshole.
I need a friend.
Probably you are. You are asshole.
Because I remember it was a question if both of them were going to come. I think Brandy did come with me.
Brandy's her cousin, by the way. I don't know.
But why do I not remember now?
Shut up, Brandy.
We love you, Brandy.
Shout out, Brandy. I love you.
Honestly, we love you.
Fuck you, you asshole.
But what ended up happening was that conversation happened. I was convinced to go. And then this dude, not random dude, he was also a friend of mine in high school, was like, Rosie, are you going? And I was like, I think so. He's like, who are you going with? I'm like, I don't fucking know, because my guy's not coming and I have these friends who may or may not come. And he's like, let's all go together. I'm like, let's all go together. Cool. Which is funny because I'm like, let's all go together, a group, right? Mm-hmm. But then he picked me up from my mom's house. Oh. He gave me a little corsage and I was like, is he my date? Wait. But I had a boyfriend.
No, fuck that boyfriend though. Hey. No.
Right, but at the time I was like, I look crazy because we're gonna everyone put that boyfriend knows
on the side.
At the guy.
At the time.
He was just a friend. He was a friend.
Was
he cute?
He was a friend.
Was he cute?
I didn't see him.
He was a friend. I mean,
nice. First of all, he was nice enough to buy you a croissant.
She says he was a friend. That says all.
To have that thought to buy you a croissant, honestly.
He was like, what color are you wearing? So I could match you.
Oh, I love that. A matching tie?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
The whole time, I was thinking nothing of it because I'm like, I never hung out with this dude like outside of school, but we were friends. Like,
no disrespect.
Everybody knew him. But I remember when he picked me up and he gave me the corsage, and then we were like low key matching. I was like, wait a minute, this looks bad because everybody knew I had a boyfriend and they knew who my boyfriend was.
But everyone wants to like look over the shoulder,
right? Yeah. So I show up to the dance with this other dude. Brandy, I think Brandy was there, dude, but for some reason my memory fucking sucks. I'm sorry. Brandy, I'm sorry.
I hit the comments.
Probably trauma.
Please tell me if you were there. Okay.
Might be trauma.
I know I hung out with her after, but I don't remember her being there. I'm sorry.
I love you, but sorry.
Okay, so I remember at the dance, I was with a group of people, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, we would get up to dance. The group of people, we're dancing. It would go slow song. I'm like, I'm going to sit down, right? But homeboy wanted to dance to the slow songs. And I was like, okay, you know, whatever.
Sure. Why not?
But then it would be like mid song and I'm dancing. I'm looking around. I'm looking at people look at me. And I'm just thinking.
You're like, fuck, I know what people are thinking.
It looks bad. Yeah. Even if I was not me, I would look at me and be like, what is she doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to school on Monday and still be with my man.
Yeah.
And I'm at prom with it looked wrong.
Yeah, I guess.
I wasn't with homeboy for that long, but like it looked wrong at the time.
Yeah.
And I remember I felt wrong about it.
But the boyfriend at the time was terrible.
The slow dance was awkward. I was like, I was doing it and I'm like, I gotta sit down.
What song was it?
I don't fucking know. It was like, I remember at one point we were dancing to Cat Daddy though.
Well, that was the time, the rejects.
Yeah.
I remember I said when Rosie...
So you did dance.
When I was dancing, absolutely. And then later on, my boyfriend was like, if I would have known you were going to dance, I would have gone. And I was like, well, you didn't ask me.
You never asked me to dance.
Of course I'm going
to
dance at my prom.
When Rosie graduated, I remember saying, when I graduate, I'm going to go up on there and do the Cat Daddy.
Totally.
The Cat Daddy was not a fucking thing totally when we graduated.
Totally irrelevant by then.
If I would have done it, people would have laughed at me.
No, I should have done it. I would have cheered for you.
I'm just playing. I just didn't have the confidence.
You probably forgot.
No, I just didn't have
you
confidence.
You didn't forget after that.
He thought about it the whole time.
I remember a lot of things like, I said from elementary school.
What year did you graduate?
2019.
8 years later, he did not forget that he was supposed to do that Cat Daddy.
I just didn't have the balls or confidence to. So if you have a plan to do any type of dance at your graduation, just do it. Because you only have once in a lifetime
or two
opportunity to do it. Just do it.
Go to college.
Get an associate's degree in music.
Yeah, just listen to them.
And do the Cat Daddy.
Don't be like me.
Do the Cat Daddy.
Learn from me. Don't do what I did.
Don't be shy, guys.
And don't do what I didn't do. Yeah. But do what I did. Instead, do what I didn't do so I could eventually do what I wanted to do. But you did it before I did. Eventually, I'll do it too. Until then, I will not do it. But you did it. And that's why I congratulate you. All right. What are we talking about?
And that's the end of our show, folks.
Is it already?
No. No, I just thought that was hilarious because Ruben was like really nervous.
And he's all in.
And now he's like,
No, for I'm me, usually behind the camera. Being in front of the camera is a whole other experience.
He's taking it away.
No, we're taking it over.
Taking over.
He's like,
worst day at a time.
All right. We need to give our reviews.
Wait. I wanted to do a segment.
A segment?
Yes. Just, you know, there was this TikTok.
Right.
Talking about everyone's worst thing they've ever done drunk, and I want us to just react to it.
Yes, I tried not to read the comments.
I posted one. We got a couple. We could go back to it. Let me read like a couple of these from this original post, and then I could go to mine and see what people posted. But okay. I'm just gonna read a couple. I'm gonna just like scroll and boop, and we're gonna read it. Okay. I went into the restaurant bar that I used to work at and started seating customers for dinner.
Used to work at?
She was so drunk she started doing her job when she was not on the job.
Yeah.
I would never be that drunk.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever be that drunk
to work. I used to fucking do as a job.
No.
Can't relate. Next.
I would only do that when I'm falling asleep, when in my dreams, and then I wake up thinking I'm about to fucking, I'm doing my job mid.
No, yeah. Dreams, jobs are scary. Usually when I'm dreaming about my job, I'm like,
dream.
Okay, go on. I tried to stalk someone on Facebook. I thought I was searching their name, but I was just posting their name as my status over and over again.
That's pretty. I feel like if you don't know
I
what
wouldn't
the
fuck myself. No. I'm sorry. I said that. I wouldn't.
You would. I would. Be extremely humiliated. You would not cause no self harm.
Oh my god.
She didn't mean that, folks. She just meant she would be extremely humiliated.
Wait, that is so. Okay. Another comment. Walking downtown, and I saw a house that I swore was a unique shop because there were a ton of trinkets in the window. So I walked in and I started looking at everything, but it was just some old lady's house.
She just walked into someone's house.
She's breaking and entering. She thought it was an antique shop, but it was breaking just a regular entry. Old lady's house.
Excuse me, but what the fuck are we talking about?
We're reading the stupidest shit people did when they were drunk.
Remember? Okay, right. Now I remember. I didn't before. Now I remember. Please continue.
Okay. We lost our bearings. Okay. One time, I went in the wrong Airbnb, and I used the bathroom.
Us too.
And there was
into the wrong Airbnb.
Us too. And I used the bathroom, and I saw a fucking shaver in the bathroom, and I'm like, that's the restroom. And I'm like, that's weird. And then I look around.
How'd you
I'm
get
like,
in?
The code was the same. Okay, it's a long story.
Code was the same?
Okay, I'm like,
was the Airbnb. There's no fucking way.
It was the Airbnb's fault. But, okay, so they gave me the apartment number or whatever. It was in Vegas. And they gave me the code to get in. And then, I'm not going to lie, I was pre-drinking on the way to Vegas, right? I wasn't the driver. That was it. Okay. I wasn't the driver. I was pre-drinking on the way to Vegas. I had the instructions on how to get in. So I read the long-ass instruction. It had the apartment number and it had the code to get in, right? But what I didn't see was there was a correction text on the bottom of that one. And it was like, correction, not that apartment number, this apartment number. I didn't see that. So we went to the first one and we got in with no problem. The thing that was funny was when we walked in, there was mail on the table, there was stuff in the fridge, and there was shavers in the shower. And I went pee, Michelle went pee, Raul went pee, Eddie went pee. We're looking around, the doors are locked. We're like, that's weird. The fucking bedroom doors are locked. That's weird. And we're laughing. And then I don't know what the fuck happened. I think it was the mail. We're looking at the mail. We're like, why is there mail here? And then I'm like, wait a minute. Look back. I'm like, what apartment number are we in? immediate panic on all of our ends. I don't know if there was people there or not, but the bedroom doors were locked.
Fuck.
That's fucking
we
crazy.
Ran, chow.
We had kind of the same coincidence. It was for
we
your
did. Birthday. I jumped through the window of an Airbnb, opened the door, all, everybody went in, and we were all looking
first
around.
Of all, we were
there's
so
shit.
Fucking cold. We were so fucking cold, and we could the cold was not working, so Ruben went around, figured
if
it out.
I jumped through the window. There was shit in the apartment, in the fucking house. It wasn't an apartment. It was
first
a house.
Of all, we were like, oh my god.
We're
so
going
cool.
through, looking through all the rooms. We noticing there's shit in the fucking house. People leave, like, there's books open.
I may be wrong.
There's cups left out.
I may be wrong, but I think it was Michael that opened the washer and dryer. And there were, and he was like, what the fuck? There's clothing here. And I was like,
somebody, well, one
like,
of our.
I was
my
like,
cousins,
guys, this is not fucking right.
One of my
like,
cousins opened the washer and dryer and noticed there was clothes in there. Going in.
And I was like, bro, we need to get the fuck out. This is someone's house. Like
this
is not
somebody was already there.
I also booked that Airbnb.
So we booked that shit right away, rent a couple houses down and found our real Airbnb.
Okay, so the funny thing is I also booked that Airbnb and I remember my sister calling me saying the code's not working. And I said, are you sure you're at the right place?
Trying.
And they're like, yeah, we're sure. Whatever. She called me back. She's like, we went through the window. Everything's fine. And I'm like, that's not fine. And then 5 minutes later, they call us back. Like, Ruben, stop. They call us back and they're like, we were in the wrong place. I'm like,
duh.
So technically, under my name, I broke into the two wrong Airbnbs.
Sorry about that, friend.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
Want to comment on one of the... The one that I read off of yours was the one that Lizette said.
Oh, wait. I didn't even read it. Let me read it.
I couldn't help but read it because
I
thought it was hilarious.
I told you to stop.
I know, but it was so funny.
I told you don't read them.
I tried not to.
I'm going to read it. At Escape, I thought this guy was dressed up as Nacho Libre, so I went up to take a pic with him. He was not dressed up as Nacho Libre. Whatsoever.
I just want to know if you have the picture, can you please send it to us? Because that's fucking hilarious.
Wait, what was he dressed as, though?
He was a normal civilian.
He was dressed in his regular attire. He's like, what do you mean?
What are you talking
about? What are you about? Talking about?
That was fucking funny to me.
Okay, this is another one. I kissed a guy I liked and then texted the wrong guy after telling them I had a good time with them that night. And they weren't even there. And then pretended my friend sent the tugs.
Hold on, pause. Shh.
There's a lot of shit going on upstairs.
What the fuck is going on upstairs?
Let's be quiet.
Wait. Hopefully, yeah.
Like, it's unreal sometimes.
WWE?
I think it's a bowling alley up there. A
fucking bowling alley.
That's what I think.
Should we?
Or paintball.
I'm gonna go knock on the door. Should we send a, like... That's like a little letter.
Should you send me up there and be like...
Yeah, go.
I thought
can you go right now?
You guys,
I thought this was a bowling alley.
And I just run away right away. Like, I just
but record.
Yeah, you should record.
So, let's rate the seltzers.
I think it's pretty fucking cool that it's Tampico because this is a childhood drink. I grew up drinking. And this is an alcoholic drink. I say the fruit punch is way too sweet. That citrus tastes really, really good. You can put that down and it'll do the job most definitely. That fruit punch might give you a fruity-ass stomach.
Yeah.
Okay, but out of a 10?
Yeah. What's your rating?
The citrus?
Yes.
8 out of 10.
The citrus, an 8 out of 10.
Citrus, 8
How
out of 10.
How about the packaging? What do you think about
the
packaging?
Wait. What about the fruit punch?
Fruit punch, I give it like a 5 out of 10.
Okay, and the packaging?
I feel like they could have did better. But it's not bad.
I'm all looking at it too.
It's not bad.
It ain't bad.
They didn't do. You could tell they didn't stress too hard on the fucking packaging, but they also tried.
Imagine they stressed really fucking hard about it.
How can we make this cool? How can we make this hip?
Hippity dippity.
Hippity dippity scoopity doopity. But I feel like they didn't do a bad job. They blended a lot of fucking flavors together.
No, yeah.
It might not be even real fruit, but at least it tastes like, you know what I mean? It tastes real nice.
So on the packaging, a what out of 10?
7.
Okay.
Go for it, Rez.
Okay.
What do you think? What would you rate each one?
Citrus, 9 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Fruit punch, 7.5 out of 10. The citrus tastes like the original fucking Tampico orange juice. Mm-hmm. I'll give the packaging a 7.5 out of 10 too, because Ruben's right. No. It's not the original Tampico packaging, so no. They did try. Yeah. They did try. I think it's cute. It's nothing like, you know, it's nothing crazy, but like, it's cute. It's whatever. 7.5 on packaging. What did I say? 9 and 8? 7? 7.5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 9, 7.5.
Okay. You.
Okay. Yeah, I would think I would rate the hard punch a little lower than the citrus. Is it the citrus?
Most definitely.
Yeah, I would think I would rate this in 6. And then I would rate the citrus like a solid 9. A solid 9.
I thought the citrus was
citrus
really good.
Has really good. Citrus is up there. It tastes really good. The fruit punch is too fucking sweet.
Wouldn't it have been so cool if they, like... Okay, I get that they can't make the same, like, look as...
They could, though. Because Arizona did it.
Right. But maybe they could at least, like, shape the fucking, like, seltzer. Like, shadow it. Like, you know? Like, at least...
so cute. Someone put us on your packaging team.
Tampico, you know you want
it. You're missing out on ideas.
Ideas.
We got ideas. And we could perfect you. You need a little help. You need a little push. That's all.
Yeah.
But you're good. You're good. But
everybody, shout out to Ruben for being our guest today. Thank you for subbing in.
Thank you for having me. I mean, thank you for having everybody me.
And that's about the blah, blah, blah.
And I appreciate it.
And we're
I really but do.
And we're sorry we're drunk.
Sorry.
Thank you so much for watching. Mwah. Bye.
Peace on the streets. You guys ever watch Jesse and Gina? Never mind.
No. Okay, no.
That's before your time.
I'm just going to have to trim it.
You're just going to have to cut that out.
I have to cut, chop, and screw like
cut
DJ.
Cut that shit out. Or you can leave it.
No way.
You are Cindy.
Oh, yeah. No, Cindy's like...
Cindy's burps are serious. But mine get pretty bad, too. Oh, he's charging up.
Oops, sorry. Cut that out. Sorry, Cindy.
Please leave that in.
Yeah, you don't have to actually cut that.
Please leave that in. That was hilarious.